Hello, I am Trey Ratcliffe, and welcome to my rather unusual podcast I call Walk and Talk with Trey. The show is mostly about creativity and consciousness, but the conversation often delves into other far-flung, erudite subjects, and there's plenty of silly stuff to balance all that out. All of these were originally recorded on a 360-degree video camera that shoots in 5.7K. I hold it in front of me while I walk and talk with interesting people. You're now listening to the audio version that is more convenient in many situations, but keep in mind, you can always jump over to YouTube and watch the 361 too. It's fun because you can move the camera all around. If you get tired of watching me blab away, just move the camera around and look at all the beautiful scenery around us. Note that the show is ad-free. If you like it, then I have something fun you can do. I have this members-only section of the blog called the Stuck in Customs Passport. You can get there by going to stuckincustoms.com/passport. For just the cost of a few cups of coffee per month, you can support the show and get access to over 100 different videos. These are inspirational videos, how-to videos, and filled with all sorts of mind vitamins. My goal with all these things is to spread consciousness and fun and love around the world. Maybe that sounds silly to you, but I hope it doesn't. Anyway, please come subscribe. I appreciate you. Okay, this episode is a fun one. I got to make a new friend. His name's Doug Morris, and I met him at the Te Arai Lodge, which is on the North Island of New Zealand. It's a beautiful lodge, great food, great location. And he was the yoga instructor. I'm like, hey, I like yoga instructors. I can talk to these guys all the time. It turns out he has his own podcast called Doug It, which I did. So if you go to the blog, you can see a link to that podcast. That was a great one. In this one, we walk along the coast. He took us on this beautiful hike. And we talk a lot about the nature of consciousness and stuff that we're all going through. I hope you find this entertaining. We talk about a few different books in here. I have a list of all my books, by the way, that I recommend. It's at www.kit.com/TreyRatcliffe. Note those are all affiliate links back to Amazon. That doesn't really make any serious money for me, but it's a nice visual way to look at books and a good visual way for me to organize books that I recommend. All right, here we go. Let's get it started. Welcome, everybody. Trey Ratcliffe here. This is Season 3, Episode 13 of a show I like to call Walking on the North Island of New Zealand with Yogis and Podcasters. It's a niche show. I can't wait for you to meet my new friend here. What is your name?
Doug Moores, or you can just call me Doug.
That's right. And you are the host of the Doug It Show. And you know what we're going to talk about today? One of our favorite subjects, consciousness. Because I know you are a hardcore consciousness dude. You could say that easily, couldn't you?
Yeah. I think you could. say that. I'm intrigued with how everything relates together, and mm-hmm. you know, we're kind of all part of a big ecosystem, and how it just everything's so interconnected,
right?
I guess the internet, and it does feel like you're in a bit of a matrix sometimes when you're
absolutely
into that space. But I guess yoga and green smoothies were kind of that was a gateway drug. I think the green smoothie, and it's fascinating how the universe works and putting, I guess, this moment together, you know, it's like,
right.
what part did I have to do with this?
Yeah, I think the more you delve into consciousness, the more you realize how beautiful and amazing the world is.
Yeah.
You know, it's fantastic. It's definitely a rabbit hole. So, you gave us a great yoga class today. Thank you. We're going to end this back at your place. What's the name of that place that we're going to end at?
Te Arai Lodge. So, it's a family, kind of a luxury, sustainable lodge mm-hmm. in Te Arai, New Zealand. And, yeah, it's quite nice. Like I like to teach the yoga and do the creative side, and sister's an amazing foodie and
great family there.
Yeah, so everyone kind of pitches in, and and provide like a real authentic experience, and yeah, it's pretty special to be able, it's challenging and rewarding to work together.
Right.
But I think it's just so nice to meet people like yourself and share the journey with, eh? There's so many things like this walk today, you might not do it unless you had guests to
right.
kind of motivate you to get off the grass.
So your gateway drug into consciousness was yoga and green smoothies, and like what do you plan on, what is your quest over the next few months and years as you delve further into it? What do you want?
I feel like 30 is when you kind of start, like uh-huh. I've just kind of turned 30
uh-huh.
a year or so ago, and I feel like that's when your conscious brain has kind of fully developed mm. and you realize a lot of the conditioning and limitations you have, and I've had some pretty low points lately.
Mm.
And so I'm quite keen to unraveling those and seeing how I can reinvent myself and
right.
let go of some kind of ego tendencies.
Yeah, and, it's a slippery thing.
Yeah, so, and yeah, I see teachers everywhere now, and I think reading Michael Pollan's book and many people like yourself who are in different yeah. communities, and like,
yeah.
it's really opening my third eye up.
Yeah, I got you. You know, I don't think I was as self-aware as you when I was 30. You know, I didn't get my camera until I was 35. And that's when I started to come to know consciousness and mindfulness in my own way. And after about 7 or 8 years ago, I started reading Eckhart Tolle and Michael Singer. And then I realized there's this whole intellectual scaffolding around consciousness. And that got me even more excited. And then I started layering psychedelics on top of that. And I saw, you know, we were talking about we're all connected. I think there's this theory that, or you've probably heard this, that fish do not see the water in which they swim, right? And we are swimming in something that we can't see or sense. But I find that with these psychedelics, or even DMT, that you can see that tapestry that connects all of us. And you feel very connected, you know, to other humans, to nature. And it's like, that's what really is everything. But we have these filters on all the time that just help us get through life. Because if we were constantly tripping, you know, there's no, you couldn't do your taxes or
yeah.
couldn't get to the grocery store or whatever. And really our ancestors, 99% of our ancestors did these plant medicines all the time. It's just part of a holistic, integrated medical approach to themselves.
Yeah, I feel that's the bit that's really been missing in maybe my life and culture, is that initiation in that community. And yeah, I think it's such an interesting space. But I mean, working in advertising and seeing how society's pushed in certain directions via ad campaigns or
right.
or public policy or
right.
Like the more I look into like hemp and marijuana and the conditioning I had that like drugs were bad or certain things were bad or taboo
right.
and then it's just a whole unraveling. But I remember having the first edible marijuana experience
uh-huh.
And I just felt so connected in one with every, I was like, why is everyone not enlightened that smokes pot?
Right.
Because it just seemed to connect me with the divine. And and then reading Ram Dass's work and looking mm-hmm. at set and setting and how he broke down what had happened to the kind of psychedelic movement, kind of all started to make sense again. And then the likes of Paul Check explaining how everything's kind of in balance and he can't tell how the universe wants to consciously evolve, and you're like,
right,
maybe we kind of go backwards to go forward a bit.
Yeah, it is strange how our system of government and everything has almost works against the best parts of human nature. And the idea, like, alcohol is legal, and that's the worst drug of all. And, like, getting into it, I was always a little afraid, too, because for whatever reason, I thought all drugs were the same. Maybe all drugs were bad. And there actually are bad ones, like heroin and opioids and these kind of things. But these other mind-expanding ones, they're not addictive. And they help you let go of your ego. And like you said, this is one reason corporations and governments are so strong is they really know how to appeal to people's egos.
Yeah.
Right? That's all marketing is. They say, like, if you have this car or if you have this couch or whatever, then you'll be a happier person and people will respect you because you have a nice car and a nice couch. And so your ego clicks on and you go, oh yeah, I think that's true. I do need a better car. I do need a bigger couch. But it's all just, it all just feeds that ridiculous ego. And the more you do these mind-expanding things, the more that falls away. And it just makes your life easier. You have less anxiety. We look around and we see, this is not judging, by the way, you know how, while you're going up the conscious scale, you're not saying, oh, look how Buddha-like we are. Those other poor unconscious people, poor them. Not like that, but you do see unconscious people and all the anxiety and anger and problems they have in their life. And it's just, it's not an obvious connection that that's all driven by the ego. And that's not really you. You're the real you is the silence behind the thoughts.
Yeah. The space that really interested me was that what causes that, like, door to crack, or, you know, the crack in the wall or whatever you call it.
Right.
Because, like Carl Jung said, you had to root down the hell to rise up to heaven.
Mm.
And, yeah, it seems to be like I've had more painful experiences of late, which seem to be pushing me
right
towards a changing level of consciousness and awareness. And, yeah, I think it's fascinating people moving up the consciousness ladder. Yeah, it all kind of seems perfect sometimes. Like, I'm like, everyone's there to balance each other out, and without those polarities, we couldn't have reality. But then also, I know how easy it is to get stuck in your head in terms of intellectualizing everything.
Right,
and
yeah.
So my podcast was all about thinking less, experiencing more.
Right.
So I actually want to try and push myself to be in communities and places that push me to experience a lot of the things that you read about in a book, or
right,
that you're talking about, like even the likes of Burning Man or traveling to different places or different shamanic journeys. Yeah, you kind of read about it all you want, but
yeah, it's just fantastic. I'm a big traveler, of course, travel photographer, but now I think I've had 4 DMT experiences, and, you know, they only last 15 minutes. And, I mean, that's like taking the craziest journey ever. And it's real. And, you know, we do this with my friends, and they're all intellectual people. We just sit around and analyze this, because it's a naturally occurring molecule in your body. And it's just a plant that generations have been using forever. And, wow, it's just been so mind-expanding and life-affirming. And it really lets you totally let go of your ego. And, gosh, it's just been...
Do you think there's one big lesson you took away from those experiences?
Yeah, I would say that the universe is just a very silly, happy place. And there are all these forces seen and unseen. Because when you go into these experiences, you have guides that take you through, and they're so excited to show you the universe. And they show you the math of everything, and you don't quite understand, but you kind of get it. And it's just welcoming and loving, and like, if you just open your heart and you're vulnerable, the right people in your life show up at the right time.
Yeah.
And that's kind of one of my goals, is just to help people see this and let go of all their little daily anxieties, which are, you know, mostly self-generated.
Yeah, you seem very in the present and appreciative and open and also a little bit fearless too.
Yeah, super fearless. Actually, I don't know if that's a good or bad thing.
How do you balance? Do you feel like you have to stay grounded somehow as well, in terms of, like, we're talking about paying the tax on the business side of things as well? Does that ever get quite out of balance, or do you feel like it's just another way to practice your
San Diego. Well, I do is I do find I need to create something every day, either a photo or some writing. Because if I don't create, I can get a little nihilistic, you know. Because I don't actually get to hang around yogis and conscious people that much. I live in a little town, and only some of my friends are into this. So, you know, I think the more people like us hang out, the better it is for both of our brains. And then I don't go into a nihilistic, dark place. But there are so many, I think, creatives that do go into a dark, nihilistic place. Because you often have so much going on in your head. And I think when you create stuff, you can also see destruction and just how there's just so much entropy in the world. And you think, oh, man, what's it all for? Why do I even try? Why do I bother? But those little dark periods come and pass, like the weather.
Yeah.
You know.
Man, if you're on that 360 cam, you got to have a look out.
Oh, yeah, look over there, guys.
The side.
Ridiculous.
The Bremtal Walk, it's, yeah, it's so beautiful.
So, what's next for you? You said you were looking at building some more green places and this sort of thing. What's going on there?
Yeah, well, I'd love to have a, I guess like an antidote to the, I mean, I'm trying to solve my own problems.
Yeah.
In a way. Because the trap of social media and always wanting more and being disconnected from the environment and the things that actually make me happy. So we're looking at building some kind of off-the-grid cabins down in New Zealand.
Right.
And doing them really beautifully and just places to sleep and drink tea and read books and
off-grid.
Make love and look under the stars and look up to the stars and that kind of thing. And yeah, I feel like that's quite an exciting space. And then the other piece is like really trying to find my place in the universe. And I think depression is kind of the opposite of expression.
Mm.
And I just find when I'm in certain environments, I can't feel like I can be myself. And
right.
And so I'm trying to find that place which feels like I'm filling that gap in the universe that was maybe made for me. I feel like the body is such a good kind of signaler whether you're on the right track, you know, when you feel tight and anxious. And but then on the same account, there's obviously difficult times you have to push through to get to where you want to go. So
sure, yeah.
For me, that really feels like, there's a guy, Dan Sullivan, and he talks about your unique ability, and that's hardwired up to the age of 7, and it's kind of with you for life. And for me as a kid, we had a big football field and cricket pitch, and I always have friends around and be sharing ideas and like creating, sharing and networking.
Right.
And so that's the space I've realized gives me energy, like continually gives me energy. And it just feels like the heart soul aligns there. So with the podcast and with creating events and ideas, that's really what in that space is where I want to work and kind of say, what is it, self-realization or something like that?
Right.
To levitate, I don't know. And raise the consciousness and awareness, particularly around, I think, food, things like mental health and men's initiations and the way we communicate. It's all the stuff I'm working on that I'd love to share. So
yeah, well, we're gonna do, I'll be on your podcast when we get back.
Yeah, I can't wait to dive into
get into it. I'll share the link down below for that. I'll tell you about a project I'm working on. I'm excited about starting to spread consciousness, because I'm only one dude, right? And it is nice to do it one person at a time, but that's not the most efficient way. I made this video that went viral. It's Alan Watts' video.
I think it's so beautiful.
And it's about 10 minutes long. And the team over at the Ritz-Carlton in Marriott Luxury, they love it so much. They are commissioning me to make another one. It's 10 minutes long. This time with original music from Hans Zimmer, which he's agreed to do. It's all caught in like a little legal battle right now with rights and all that Hollywood stuff, you know, we'll figure that out. But the idea, of course, is, so those of you that don't know Alan Watts, he's a British-born Zen philosopher. He's dead now, but a lot of his lectures left behind. And beautiful voice. Listen to him forever. And so I pieced together a bunch of his lectures that really talk about consciousness and life and what's it all about, man, you know. And if we can get this into like a million hotel rooms in a loop, it can, I think, really help move the needle on consciousness. So I like this idea of artists or creatives teaming up with corporations that can get a bigger spread of this message. That's one of my golden projects for this year. It may fail and burn, but I'm going through it with a good attitude.
I remember being in the yoga world, and you can enter these bubbles, and you can be really kind of anti different organizations or groups of people, and I definitely feel like the way of the future is to work together. And I also think everyone's like perfect because based on their experiences they are who they are. Like if I grew up in your neighborhood with your friends and had your biochemistry, and you know, I'd behave like I always contemplate the perfection of and uniqueness of this moment and everybody's life. But and just a shout out to all the listeners too, that love yourself, man.
Be kind to yourself.
And I reckon the ultimate is to have everyone doing their purpose and highest calling. So that's what I'm...
Yeah, it might take you a while to find it.
Yeah.
It could be anything. You know, maybe you're the world's greatest pastry chef. You just don't even know it yet. You could do anything. But I know what you mean about... There are, like, self-important yogis out there that are a little too high on themselves. And I hear this sentiment a lot at Burning Man. Sometimes people are just like anti-corporation, like almost like it's a big conspiracy, right, against them, which is not, you know. But I can see a lot of people do get this kind of victim mentality where they feel like the world's out to get them, corporations are out to get them, they're keeping people down, governments are keeping people down. This is, I think, a loser's way of thinking. Right?
Yeah, like no accountability and
yeah.
But and like I think Tim Ferriss said that no nothing in the press is as good or as bad as you think it is, and I kinda think that I think that's true. But do you have mentors and people that keep you in check or that provide guidance, like, 'cause the wisdom of elders and people that have come before us too is I think so undervalued.
I just listen to podcasts like yours and Sam Harris and Kevin Rose and these kind of guys. There's, you know, these are fantastic conversations people
Thanks
are having
putting
now.
Putting me in that stratosphere there.
In that orbit. Yeah, I think it's a little scary too, because you're kind of on shifting sand when you realize there's not any kind of foundation there, but it's exciting as well. You know, and I think your mind becomes used to constant change. There's always something new happening, and I think that you can slowly get relaxed and just accept life as it comes, and you're like, you become like the dolphin that swims in the waves, you know?
Part of this group with this guy Preston Smiles, he's a real conscious brother and teacher, and we do this man cave group together. I set up my other one in New Zealand, but
yeah,
the challenge this week for our group was love goggles. So I'm throwing this out to the audience.
Yeah.
I'll put the love goggles up on the website for sale shortly, but you don't actually need to buy anything. It's just you just look at love and beauty and everything you see.
Yep.
And to, it just kind of removes the judgment and just opens you up, and it's such a powerful exercise.
All right.
To see everything as like, whatever you want to call it, God, the universe, love. Yeah, I found that quite a powerful exercise.
Yeah, I'll check that out. All right, dude. Finish this, got another hour left on this hike or so.
Yeah.
And then we'll end up back at your pad and give people a little tour of this awesome situation. I wish I was staying for more than 2 days.
Oh, man, we'll have you back. And yeah, if anyone wants to explore this part of the world, would love to point you in the right direction or do a hike with you like this.
Yeah.
There's so many great bike rides, swims, and spots to explore. It's very, yeah, it's very magical. Magical Mangawai. It's in the
magical
name.
Magical Mangawai. All right, dude. We'll meet back at your pad.
Arrivederci.
See you guys soon.
Cool.
Okay, Doug, remind us where we are here.
Paradise.
It is paradise, isn't it?
Tiare Lodge.
Yeah. You're tall for your age, by the way. If that's a joke I say to tall people. It is beautiful. This is, we had a great night here last night, and having another night here. I like that it's like a home.
Well, I was going to say, it's also a home. So yeah. it's a boutique, family-run lodge. So, yeah, live, work here, which has its pros and cons. But no, very lucky to be able to share it with people like yourself on the 360-degree camera. So, I guess probably the most spectacular thing is the view.
Yeah, let's go look at that.
Outside.
You mean the spectacular view of Curtis right there? Hey, Curtis, what's going on?
Hello.
So we're really
enjoying the
there.
View.
Yeah. We're...
Although, except I'm looking into the park. I was just staring at Maxwell, actually.
Oh, where is he?
He's a pretty
man. Posing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just beautiful landscape, and we've got one of the great beaches down here.
Right.
And it's just a fabulous place to explore, and then Mum is an avid gardener, and we love the gardens and kind of family helped build a lot of it too.
Fantastic.
Did these with Dad, and it was such a great project doing the sleepers. Good workout too. Got a greenhouse going in there.
Right.
And I guess we can have a look at Maxwell's room as well.
Sure.
I'm trying to make everything sustainable, so we got no chemicals are used with cleaning. We've got essential oils. Girlfriend makes these amazing silk robes. We use. There's a great company called Allbirds, which I'm sure many
I know those guys.
Around. So we use their...
I buy Allbirds.
Yeah, we use their sandals and recycle those. And it's just beautiful. Indoor-outdoor bath as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure where Moni's robe is, but she has these beautiful silk organic robes. Mm. Yeah, it's very neat. And then... so you've got your own, like, room and suite. And then you can have your own privacy, dine outdoors, use the outdoor bathtub, and then if you'd like to join us for dinner and kind of be part of the family.
Yeah. How many rooms do you have here?
We got four suites, and then if you get the whole of house, we've got a studio room. And we might as well have a quick look at the yoga studio too, because that's the place I love to work out and be in. And the outdoor fires, pretty magic as well. And we work with forest and birds, so the native bush, do lots of trapping and look after the birds in the forest here. So we've got like bird watching books and binoculars in all the rooms.
Oh, right.
And it's a nice place just to, I know we were talking about forest bathing before, you know, forest bathing and sit around and watch the birds. Yeah, very grateful.
Yeah, this is a cool place. I'm going to come and use this infrared sauna later, I think.
Yeah, this is where the magic happens. Man. Yeah, the sauna's great.
Right on.
Yeah, it's just a beautiful place to wake up and start the day.
Yeah.
And
I love it. We're going to do yoga here tomorrow morning.
Yeah, why not?
Let's do it.
It's a date.
It's a plan. It's a date. It's a date. Mandate.
It's a mandate.
It's a mandate. All right. Thanks, Big Doug. I'll link to your podcast down below. So go subscribe to this podcast. Get it on Stitcher.
Stitcher, iTunes.
Yeah, whatever podcasting tool you like.
Yeah.
And we'll put our list of our three other favorite podcasts on there, too. Should we do that?
Yeah, no, yeah. Would love to.
Because we have some good recommendations, I'm sure.
And what from your perspective, what strikes you being, I mean, because we live here, but what do you love about the area and just coming here for the first time? Yeah.
Well, I haven't really explored the North Island much at all, because I lived down in the South Island, and you just kind of get stuck, you know, for whatever reason. New Zealand isn't that big, but it's just very peaceful. It's, you know, it's a different vibe with the ocean. The ocean just has a different vibe than the mountains.
Yeah.
Not that one was better or worse, but yeah. And, you know, once again, I'm reminded that how beautiful New Zealand is and how much I just like walking. You know, it's, for a guy my age, I think it's like one of the best exercises, just hiking. Yeah, 4 or 5 times a week, 6 times a week, walk around, have a conversation. It's great. You just feel wonderful, you know? Such a simple thing. Kind of reminds you how simple life is. Go have a walk, go have some nice food, make some nice friends. Life's simple.
Good, beautiful.
No need to make it so complex. All right, we're about to sit down and have some lunch here. You think?
Chef Noodles.
Chef Noodles over there in the house.
Making the magic happen.
This is nothing exciting to be saying. This is like snacky leftover
food
for lunch.
Bad, you
put this animal on the plate.
Yeah.
You put it.
I'll catch that on the walk.
Shit. All right, bye guys. Love you. See you next time. Ciao, Bella.